resuming the Board of Zoning Appeals meeting. I call your attention to application 16-93008, a variance request for a front and side yard setback at 428 Kershaw Place in a zone RS-15 to the city. Has this been properly posted?
It has been posted.
Any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
I've had none, no sir.
Thank you. The board, you have read the staff report, so do we have any questions to the city? No questions to the city? Ms. Robert and Judith Story? You have received copies of the staff report. Do you wish to embellish the report or just respond to and from questions from the board?
We'll take questions.
Pat?
The extension you plan to build will be in front of the existing garage?
That is correct.
You have Tyvek. You've started something. Can you say what that's about? If you just...
Yes, we converted the single car garage into a walk-in closet. And I'm not really sure why that material is still there, but...
So you actually have a closet in there now, and you weatherize that.
It's heated and air conditioned. It used to be there, now it's a walk-in closet.
Okay, and I assume you have finished flooring.
Carpeted.
Okay. You had me guess. Do you have a building permit yet?
Pat, let me back up just a minute and have. The stories read themselves into the minutes, your name and address.
Bob and Judith Story, 428 Kershaw Place.
Thank you. Now you can resume the questions.
You've applied for building permits already?
Yes. I'm looking at Mr. Kelly, our contractor, our builder.
Okay. Do you want
you don't
him
know
to
have
come
tell
up
me where you got the answer? He didn't talk to you.
Okay. You want him to come up and read himself in 2 minutes and he can stand beside you?
Yes, I would prefer that.
Yeah.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Will you redirect the question?
I'm Eugene Kelly. I'm a registered residential home contractor. And we did get the permit and we've already got a CO on that part. Tommy told us to go ahead and weatherproof the front till we could get to this meeting to get our see if we can get our variance.
Address. Okay. Address.
Oh, did you give your address?
My address?
Yes.
1962 Wire Road.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Yes. Mr. Ms. Story, based on the staff comments, item number 6, it says that the existing southern side setback does not appear to be detrimental to the adjacent property owner. However, staff has not received any comments from this neighbor. The proposed addition will meet the required front yard setback. Can you comment to anything that your adjacent neighbors might have said for or against your application?
In fact, when we applied for the variance, I went next door to the south to meet Sandy Honick, who's our next door neighbor, and to explain what the variance was all about. And at the end of our 20-minute discussion, she agreed that she thought that was a great idea and had her blessing. And I discovered 2 days after that that the people living next door, the lady Mary and her son Will, she's the daughter of a good friend of mine I play golf with at Palmetto Golf Club, Joe Spencer. Some of you may know Joe. And he told me on Saturday night, we attended a social gathering together, that his daughter, Mary, was all in favor again of what we're doing. So that's the background from our two
neighbors. She is your neighbor to the north of you? Okay.
Yes, Mary.
And Ms. Honig is to the south.
To the south, yes.
You be careful you don't beat him in a dog fight.
Good.
Okay. One question. All right, so the actual plan for the additional space is what? Walk me through what you're trying to accomplish here.
We're doing a 10'6" by 13'8" addition to the front of the garage, extending it straight out, and we're using it for storage. So we took the other garage and made it into a walk-in closet.
All right, so what's the room that's adjacent to what was the garage? Just
looks like the living room.
Pardon?
Adjacent? The bathroom is the master bedroom.
Okay, here's your coat's
the bathroom, then it moves into the walk-in closet.
And then the additional storage.
The storage area, which, okay, by the way, will be air-conditioned and heated. And nice storage area.
It'll add to the heated space of the total house.
Unfortunately.
So what you're doing, what you're doing is just coming straight out.
Right.
So even though you're, okay, it does not meet the requirement on the side, so all you're doing, though, is coming straight out. It's not going to be any closer to your neighbor than it was before. Is that correct? And it looks like to me on the plan that the front part of it will not be any further out than the porch area.
The walkway.
Okay.
Area. It will not be any further out than that.
Okay.
All right. Any further questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have others to speak to the variance request? Final call, others to speak to the variance request? Seeing, hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion so we can end our period of discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve application 1693-008. It appears that it meets all the criteria and has the neighbor's approval, and seems like a good addition.
I second.
John?
Second. It's been properly moved and second that we approve the variance request. Do we have any discussion? And I assume that it'd be in accordance with the recommendation, staff recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't read that, yeah. Yes. With the conditions stated, the proposed one-story addition along the southern property line is granted a setback distance of 5'8" for a length of 10'6" as conceptually shown in Exhibit B and C. The final order is recorded in the Aiken County RMC office.
Those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. I call your attention to application 1693009, a variance request for a rear yard setback and reductions in required parking at 170 University Parkway. This is Zone GB. To the city, has this been properly posted?
Yes, it has.
Any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
No, sir.
Does the board have any questions of the, to the city? No questions. The representative for Newsar Properties.
Good evening. My name is Joe Walker. I live at 323 West Pine Grove Avenue in North Augusta.
I'm Keith Lynn. I'm at 515 Calhoun Street in Johnston, South Carolina.
You have received copies of the staff report. Do you wish to embellish the report or just respond to and from questions?
I embellished the write-up as best I could. I'd like to respond to questions.
Okay, thank you. Question.
Yeah, could you please explain your relationship to Newsar Properties?
We have a contract for purchase to Newsar Properties from Augusta Ear, Nose, and Throat.
You have
a contract purchase to Ezra Properties, from Petra LLC, which is owned wholly by Augusta Ear, Nose, and Throat, Inc.
And Newsar Properties owns the property.
They own it currently, yes.
And you have a contract to buy it.
Yes, sir.
Who are you? For what?
Augusta Ear, Nose, and Throat.
Oh, okay, you're not Petra Medical Property.
I am the manager for Petra Medical Properties.
Okay,
also.
Do you have a authorization to represent Newsar Properties?
There was a application for the purposes of us to represent them, I believe, in the package that we...
Yes, sir. We went with that with Mr. Paradise, yeah. And the application was made out, and at the it's made out to Newsar Properties, but Joseph M. Walker is a representative, and his scroll signature is...
So you have been officially named in writing to represent Newsar
Properties. That's right. That is correct on that piece of paper.
The letter, January 11th, 2016 letter.
Okay.
In your package.
Now, is the property presently occupied?
No, sir.
And it's not occupied by the group of surgeons who need more space than the property will currently allow?
You're correct. It is not
occupied. I guess I'm confused. We've got an empty property, and a group of surgeons wants to move into it, but it's not large enough for them. So instead of looking for a property that's large enough for them, we want to expand the existing property that you want to buy and move it into the setbacks and allow parking on an outside lot.
Well, first of all, I'm going to go to Keith Lynn, who is the representative who has done due diligence with realtors to get some property at... you know, that was viable, visible, and adjacent near the hospital for these surgeons to operate, and let him talk about the due diligence that they have done to look for properties that would adequately take care of the present needs and the future needs of these surgeons.
You said adequately suit their needs. It obviously won't because it's not large enough.
Right.
You see my confusion, sir.
No, I see you're not looking forward. Mm-hmm. I have known. I'm a residential builder. And I also have done commercial building. I have an unlimited contractor's license with this state. Sometimes people buy properties with the idea that if they were renovated, they would meet their purposes. And this is the case in this is the case in this instant. This building will do nicely for these doctors. But the architects say, that they, each doctor needs about 1,400 square feet. The building is about 4,000 square feet. Add 20 feet to an 80-foot building in the back, and you get 5,600 or 5,700. You get your 1,400 per physician. And right now, they're operating at 1,500 square feet around the corner at 74 Physicians Drive, and they are cramped. And they know they are, but they have patients that want to come in and more patients. This group has been here, as you see, for 10 years with one physician.
Where have they been?
Mr. Lynn?
Royal Pavilion, Dr. Gregory Esselman. We've managed his practice, and he has just recently joined our practice along with Dr. Patrick Miniman. So we've managed them for a number of years. Now they've joined our practice, and we're looking at the growth of Aiken. The growth of Aiken means that we need more physicians.
Where are they currently practicing?
They're currently practicing at 74 Physicians Drive.
Another place.
Right. Okay. We had to relocate into another facility.
And they want more physicians, so they had to find a larger property.
Since then, we have merged. Since the first year, we have merged our practice with their practice. So our due diligence was to find a larger space for all the physicians plus what we foresee is growth into the area to grow. So we started looking at space in and around the Aiken Regional Hospital, which is very limited for a group that's our size. We first looked for what's existing so that we could repurpose possibly what's out there. And then secondly, we would look to build a new facility. Well, property has some restrictions on the in and around the hospital, or it's owned by the hospital. So our proximity would have to be much further out. So we started looking at properties that were vacant, which is this building happens to be vacant, has been vacant for a period. So we approached the owner of the property and said, hey, look, we like this building, has good storefront, people can find it easy. It's in an area where other businesses are at, other medical businesses are at. So we looked at that space, and it wasn't quite large enough after we did our due diligence in the space. So our suggestion was that they come to City of Aiken and ask for variance, because the owner of the property owns everything around it. So, but it's a particular plat, and based on the plat, we need a larger space. The person we would encroach is the owner of the property now. So our goal was that, hey, here's a building that has good storefront, has a great opportunity for us to be in, and it would be easy to find by patients, has adequate parking, and we felt that this was a good repurpose of what we could utilize in Aiken, close to the hospital.
Isn't the building next door vacant?
The building next door is not vacant now. The building behind it is vacant, but it doesn't have the storefront nor the I guess, the ease of being able to be seen from the roadway. It's important that, you know, for physicians, as you well may know, if you try to find one in the city of Aiken, you do have to go down certain areas and certain roads. You're not centrally located anymore. But what we're trying to do is get adjacent to the hospital to support the hospital needs, because our two doctors that are here are the only two that actually support the hospital. So we wanted them to be close, because there's a lot of times they have to leave during lunch to go attend patients in the hospital.
Okay, another question. With your plan, you're going to be short 8 parking spaces on this particular property, and you plan to use parking spaces at least 8 on an adjoining property, and you say you have permission from the owner there.
Correct.
Would they be willing in contract to alter their deed in order to provide an easement, if that's a correct word, for your perpetual use of their property?
Yes, sir. In our contract of purchase was the cross parking of the property from ours to our neighbors. So we would be granted that cross parking. Otherwise, you're correct. We do not have adequate parking to house a facility there.
Would deed that to you for use?
Yes, as part of the contract for sale.
Thank you.
That's not the same owner. It's not the same owner of that. That also has this.
Stopping into the whole thing.
Okay, he's got the whole thing. All right. Oh. So it's the same person writing the whole.
Denver property owns all the way from
Edward Jones adjusted all the way down where the old, not the old Lowe's, or I think it was one right before, but right in between there, there was a grocery store.
Right.
So he owns that entire area right there. So this is one piece of property that was platted out for tax purposes, I guess, as he built it. But he owns the entire property around.
The encroachment is on him, but does he also own the new, I guess, six-section building behind your building? So that's a gravel parking lot, so he's got that too?
Yes, sir.
That would be the encroachment onto that gravel parking.
Okay.
We're moving the building back toward there.
Right.
And not my argument, but just the presentation, was because it was parking behind there. You want to keep a setback so people don't encroach on other people as far as noise and light and safety and green space and landscaping and a lot of things. But this is not going to encroach on any of that because it is actually a curved parking with 10 feet in front of it, which will still be there, and 15 feet left of this property, which is still 25 feet of green space. And there is a elevation difference of about 4 feet, and so this addition is sort of going to be nestled back there. And it's not going to be obstructive to the neighbors, and it's not going to be unreasonably sort of change the use of that 20 feet of land to accommodate four good physicians to help patients in Aiken, and they feel like they'd be comfortable.
But your drawings show you're going straight back, same width of the building, just straight back, X number of feet to get your additional square footage.
That's it.
That building used to be a
sports therapy.
Yes.
Then they had done that.
Okay. And it's been vacant for any idea how long?
You know, they went in, I think, in 2005, and they didn't stay there very long. And it's been vacant for 6 or 7 years, actually.
Well, I had an accident in 2011, so they were there then. And how soon after that they moved, I have no idea.
So what's the plan for the back of the building? In other words, are they going to be egress? I mean, walk me through what the new back of the building is supposed to be for.
No, the new back of the building will be the same as it is today.
Okay, just simply
the room. There'll be two air conditioners back there. There'll be a walkway, so you'll have a back door, but it's not for patients or anybody, and it's not even for nurses because the parking will be in the front and to the side. It's there for emergencies.
Okay. Just emergency egress, right?
Brendan, I think you had the same question that I have. Because in the staff report, they talked in terms of you're going to design this to Exhibit B. And I find that my question when I saw the building, I said, where is the dumpster? And Exhibit E lays everything out. So I wonder if we have the wrong exhibit in the staff report that the building will be designed to.
Here's what, I don't know what, I gave all the
That's B. That's Exhibit B.
Okay, now you want to know where the dumpster is?
Yes.
To the right side of the building. I don't count those two parking.
Yeah, that's shown on Exhibit E, which is the planning, but it shows the dumpster and the driveway of their pad and everything for the dumpster.
It's there.
Yeah.
And there's also an emergency door on that side.
Right.
And you can also let patients in that might be
ambulatory. Okay.
Exhibit B, if I'm not mistaken. Exhibit E on Paul, if you'll scroll on up, I'm looking for Exhibit E. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's Exhibit E. Now, is that the existing?
No.
Is that the existing building there, or is that, does that also show the, does that also show the building addition?
No, that's the existing building.
Okay. Right. Okay. This was the set of plans that they had when they initially built it back in 2000. I can't read the writing. 2003 or two or three. Okay.
Will the patient entrance be to the front?
Yes.
In the front. Exactly. So any parking would likely happen to the north. And not in the...
There is parking. The way we've always done medical practices, we never park. None of our employees ever park in front of the building. We want to make it patient-friendly, easy access.
I'm just thinking, if I were a business behind you and your patients and or staff were parking in my store's parking places, that might be a problem. But if they'll likely park in to the north, and which is closest,
which is virtually unparking at all. So we would utilize that space.
One other question: you have some trees coming along, rather nice trees in the back. Would they be disturbed at all?
I anticipate any changes to the landscape.
In fact, that we met adequately for the green space that we need to keep. So, if anything, you want to make it pretty. You want to make it pretty.
Those that tree line won't be okay. That's 45 feet right there. Taking 20.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
That.
Have you inquired with the owner of the neighboring property the possibility of purchasing a portion of his lot to give you adequate space for the expansion and the parking spaces?
In our initial discussion with him, having cross parking, because we were looking at being neighbors. We're going to be neighbors now and in the future.
My question?
Let me answer that.
Yeah, I wish somebody would.
All right, I'm going to answer it directly. There's so many, I measured it, there's so many square feet to those six birdhouses in the back. They come up to exactly 39 parking spaces that the code says that they need in order to park the cars should anybody ever move back there. They got 39 parking spaces.
Okay, your 39 makes them 8 short.
Pardon?
Your 8 from their 39 makes them 8 short.
But I say it would be an encroachment on encroachment. But it's 7. It's not 8. And
between the two of you, you're going to be 8 parking spaces short, correct?
No, 7.
Huh?
16 from 23 is 7. It needs 23 parking spaces.
Yeah, they're only ever 7 short, not 8. You're off one.
Oh, there are 7. Oh, okay. Between the two of you, you're 7 parking spaces short.
Right. Not between. Who is the other person? Between Keith and I, or between us and the one in back? No,
yes.
They're not short. They have exactly the number of parking.
They
spaces.
Will be short if you use 7 of their parking spaces.
Huh? We're not using theirs. We're not going. We're going north, which means we're going toward the hospital, which means that we're going to use.
These parking spaces
west.
Right here.
And they're willing to let you use their parking spaces?
It's in the contract.
Okay. Have you inquired with them regarding purchasing some of that space in order to have more parking space?
They have, that is 59,000 square foot shopping center.
Okay, I know.
4 parking places.
To your answer, Ben, we have not.
No, you have not.
Have not.
Thank you. Thank you.
But there is an easement.
I think.
There is. as part of the contract, there is an easement that will be granted for you all to use the seven spaces that are across the street to the north toward the hospital for your use. The gravel parking lot in the back is not paved, it's not striped, it's not anything right now, but according to what you say, that, and that's not part of the issue here, but those spaces back there are dedicated to that new building that's in place that you call, I call it a six-section building.
Yeah.
It's six birdhouses or whatever you say, but that gravel area is dedicated to that new building. And you're not in any way going to utilize any of those. You're just going to utilize what's already there.
That's right.
Through an easement.
We think it would be unsafe for somebody to park back there and try to walk down that grass.
Yeah. I would agree with you.
So the easement will, I'm assuming, will clearly identify the seven spots that are to be procured and marked for Augusta, Ear, Nose, and Throat, whatever the new business.
We can do that. Yeah. We can write it into the actual, deed of the property.
Personally, I like the idea of your repurposing an existing building that's unoccupied, that does have good road frontage, that is visible, and not going out and yet clearing another place and parking and so forth. You're utilizing what you have now, both in front of the building as well as to the side of the building, to the north of the building, which makes absolutely, in my opinion, good sense.
Me too.
Do we have any further questions from the board? Thank you. If we have others to speak to the variance request, final call. Seeing, hearing none, the chair to entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
Mr. Chair, I will attempt to make a motion that this board grant a variance to allow a reduction in the required rear setback to 15 feet and to allow the parking ratio to be reduced by seven parking places. The approval would be to allow a 15-foot rear yard setback as conceptually shown in Exhibit B, a parking easement for a minimum of seven parking spaces on the adjacent shopping center to the north for not less than 20 years to be approved by the planning director and recorded in the Aiken County RMC office within 90 days. The variance will run with the land and the final order will be recorded at the Aiken County RMC office.
I second that.
Been properly moved and second that we approve the variance request. Do we have any discussion?
Well, I would like to say that as I look through the criteria, I have to struggle getting through some of them purely because a lot of these conditions are a direct result of the applicant's own action of buying a property that's not big enough for him. Having said that, however, I think there are compelling reason for exception in that the immediate neighbors that would be or could be impacted are all either vacant or unused and all owned by the same owner who's willing to rewrite and get creative to make this thing work. And I think it is encouraging that a vacant piece of commercial property in this town is trying to get repurposed for a use. And I think it's compelling that to have doctors close to the hospital kind of mitigates their ability to go too far away and look for more other property that's a little bit a better match as it stands now. So
I can reflect on Brendan's presentation You can certainly see the logic of wanting to be in this particular location. And it's important to this location, I think, that's the motivation for this. And we've got to ask ourselves how this meets the criteria. The property itself is not unusual. As far as criteria 1 and 2 go, this is a normal lot with a building that was built within the setbacks with the adequate number of parking spaces for the plan. It's simply not a large enough lot and a large enough building. And, it's the wrong choice. It's a location that makes this attractive. I'm not saying that, you know, this isn't, all these things aren't compromised with the willingness of the owner of the property to allow them to meet the requirements for the parking spaces next door. But I've got to struggle with the fact that this simply doesn't meet the criteria. Number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4. Certainly the results of the actions of the applicant as a purchaser and the current owner. So although this all works, I'm charged with making a decision as a member of this board on whether or not we grant variances for applications that meet the criteria. And I simply can't see what meets the criteria.
I guess I've struggled with this one for the first time. I've struggled with trying to get a decision, mainly because I was always interested in ear, eye, nose, and throat, and I wanted to be a doctor, so I'm partial there.
I always have a problem saying that, Bill.
I know. But I'm looking at a need that can be addressed to the city versus 7 parking spaces.
Well, also I'm looking at Bud's assessment is that they're taking, even though it's a small building, they're taking that and repurposing it, which adds to our community. So I certainly think there are extraordinary conditions to that because it's too small and they've adjusted to that. It would unreasonably restrict them, especially with the parking, if they didn't get the access to the adjacent parking. So, and I think that even that it's not the result of their own actions. The property is what it is, and it needs to, like Bud was saying, we don't need to destroy more trees and whatever to build somebody to build a grand building when we've got something right here on the property close to the hospital.
Well, the question is how the restrictions, how the ordinances without the variance, the property is unreasonably restricted as far as use. Yeah, it's unreasonably restricted for something that requires more space. It's not unreasonably restricted for something that meets the design, which, you know, somebody put in a building that was about a half acre that was within the setbacks with the required number of parking spaces. It meets the use of something that needs that, not more space than that, quite adequately.
I guess when you look at it that way, but it doesn't meet the requirements of the people who want to move there.
Yeah, it doesn't meet the requirements of a lot of things that need more space.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for filling commercial space that's unused.
Yeah.
I'm all for, you know, promoting business. I'm all for more healthcare practitioners and things in that corridor. But I'm also looking to see how this meets the criteria, and I'm stumped.
Let me ask a question to the city, or maybe the chairman wants to. Does the effective easement of 7 parking spots not effectively mitigate that as a exception that we're, in other words, they're presenting the fact that they've got the 7 spots they need for the increased space?
With the easement, I'd say it does. But they're also looking to move 5 feet into the setback, and I'm looking for rationale for bringing that.
It still leaves a setback issue, but we were initially dealing with needing parking spots. Does our city advisor have an opinion on that?
I would think that the easement would mitigate the 7 parking spots.
Okay.
If there is no curb between, there is a curb along the side of the road, and that curb, there need to be a curb cut to make it easy to get from one to the other and back and forth. That's what bothered me. The curb cut is not there in order to have the exit or the egress between the 2 parking lots.
I guess where I'm at is, it's a real stretch for all these exceptions. But if I'm simply looking at an easement to a vacant lot by the common owner, I can get more creative in my way around some of the criteria.
So the parking
lot. Well, his parking lot in front too.
You got some of the other 7 spots.
I mean, if this were another business impacted by the easement, different owner, I mean, I think that's an unfair burden for a space that's right now not currently suited. But this is all one big kind of planned commercial area. The one owner's got control of everything, and it's just a matter of him. I've got a completely vacant building back here with a gravel parking lot. If you need 10 feet of that, technically the setback's not what it used to be, but there's nobody impacted behind there for me at this point. Nor do I think at this point would there be a major impact to that. But if I've got to go fishing for parking spots, and we're granting an exception in the fact that we're saying that they're allowed to have that, without the 7 parking spots, then that becomes too big of a reach for me. If we're saying that the easement effectively mitigates that as really a variance that we're ruling on here, I'd like to see an abandoned commercial building filled with 4 doctors in it.
Mr. Chair, to address the issue of accessibility, or the ease of accessibility from the 7 parking spaces to the north into the building, so that the pedestrian, once he or she gets out of her car and becomes a pedestrian, they know where to cross.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you? I guess, would you?
You can add that to the motion.
Would you be willing that? Well, not you. I would like to see that and add that to the motion I made, that the proper curb cut be made and accessibility made to your building, so that there's no question where the staff, if you say that's staff parking, that they know to take that route to get into your building. If they're going to be coming in from the front door, or I assume they'll be coming in from the front also.
I think if we're going to take testimony from the applicant again, we ought to bring him up. You know,
okay.
This is not procedure. Yeah, we're negotiating with the applicant while we've got a motion on the floor, and he's not even giving testimony.
Okay.
So what do we do?
He's right.
He is correct. Okay, so what's the proper...
As part of the discussion, would you like to address that issue with the applicant?
Yes.
I will call him back up.
Thank you, Pat.
Now you may redirect your question.
Okay, I'll direct my question again to the applicant. In light of the seven parking spaces needed for your building that will be utilized, say, for staff parking, are you willing to put in a curb cut and otherwise concrete walkway that would allow direct access to the building for those who park in those seven parking places?
Yes, sir. Right.
Thank you.
But actually, Bud, that's going to be for employees.
Employee parking.
Correct.
That's
so,
right.
Correct. But I'm saying, in light of what the chairman has indicated...
If it's impatient, you'll fill up certain places, they're going to park the next place. So, yes, it makes good sense to make an adequate walkway for their safety and for our employees.
Okay. I think the whole thing is about, starts with safety.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, with their testimony... Do I make an amendment to the motion that proper curb cut and walkway be placed for the seven spaces on the north end of this site to allow direct access to the building and without any question of where to walk and enhance safety?
Was it also your intention to label that as staff parking?
Well, I've just heard...
I thought that was part of your intention.
Parking. Yeah. Yes, that was part of my discussion for staff parking. Now, that's what you had indicated. Excuse me. I'm doing it again. What I'm not supposed to do it.
But we have to see, is that okay with the second maker?
Okay.
That would be an addendum to the motion. Do we have any further discussion? Those in favor of the modified motion, show by raise of the right hand. Those opposed, same sign. 5-1, the motion is passed. I call your attention to application 1693010, a variance request for a rear yard setback fronting street at 427 Fabian Drive in its zone GB. Again, to the city, has this been properly posted?
It has been posted.
Any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
None that I'm aware of.
Thank you. The board has reviewed the staff reports. Do we have any questions to the city?
Question for the city.
Is the traffic flow and control at that intersection under the purview of the city or the state Department of Transportation?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to answer. I'm not sure. That was the connector road that the city put in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's city maintained.
I think it's all city road.
I believe it is a city road.
That connects to the county road, Doherty Road, yes.
That was part of my question. The other part was, have you personally inspected that intersection and that the intrusion we're talking about here as far as the setback?
I have looked at it, yes, sir.
And there's no way that either of those loading docks are going to interfere entering them or leaving them with the flow of traffic on Pawnee or Fabian?
No, sir, I don't. But again, that's opinion, not. But
well,
I don't think you will.
Yeah, one thing I couldn't pinpoint precisely is the exact location of both of those loading docks. I wish it could have been marked. I mean, I had to say, I think it's right here. That's my difficulty with this. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions to the city? If not, Brad?
One point I wanted to mention.
Read yourself into the minutes.
I'm Brad Bonney. I'm representing KRG Aiken Hitchcock LLC, the applicant and
your
owner.
Your address?
My address?
Your firm's address.
Firm address is 759 Richland Avenue West.
Thank you.
The reading the project description and then the conclusion, the proposed loading dock will be, this last sentence in the project description, proposed loading dock will be, it says 20.92 feet from the property line. I think it's 20.84. And I know that's a...
I'm going to go out and measure.
I know that's a minute amount, but I wanted to try and be, I believe that should be 20.84. based on what I can see. And Mr. Patineri, I believe, I don't know if you could see on this site layout, but we tried to show exactly where there's the existing, Paula's going around the loading dock that we wish to add, and then the one on the right was the existing loading dock. It's going to be in substantially the same footprint. So I apologize, it wasn't marked at the actual site showing where everything is, but I believe on that schematic it shows it best exactly the locations and then where they are within the setbacks.
So aside from the intrusion into the setback by some, whatever it is, the flow of trucking into and out will be quite normal.
Yes, in fact, there's a curb all along Pawnee Drive that separates this back loading area from Pawnee Drive. Exactly, that's where it is, where the cursor's showing. So there won't even be, it is an exact separation between the any trucks coming in for loading and unloading and then the traffic along Pawnee. And then to show you.
And this will all be parallel?
Parallel
to the loading dock? In other words, what I'm concerned at is at what angle will they approach the loading dock?
There is a driveway here.
Yeah.
That's existing. They would come in around this area, and then they could access the loading area. Then there's a cut here. They could leave right through there, or vice versa, and then they could continue on this way. So there's not a section where they have to do any kind of massive turning.
Okay, I guess let me ask you, what will be the direction of the trucks as they park at the loading dock?
We have a truck drawn here that shows, so if I'm understanding your question, so if the truck wants to drive in this way and back in to this loading dock, I believe is how they'll access that one. This one, same thing, drive in, back into the loading dock,
okay.
Access it this way. Wouldn't be accessed from the outside.
So they won't be backing in perpendicular to the road.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Yes, you're correct. It would all be parallel and how they're maneuvering.
I was concerned with the need, the closeness to the road is in order to approach the dock perpendicular to the building, if that was in fact the direction that they were going to approach the loading dock. I'm clear now.
I apologize. I didn't get it right off. I don't want to take up much of your time. I presume you've all read through the criteria and what we've set out. I mainly want to keep my comments to the fact that this situation wasn't created by the applicant. It was done in conjunction with the city to create this road to actually help traffic in the area. So it was done in good graces with the city to try and help the community. Also, this property, if you're aware of it, originally was a Goody's building, I believe, way back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It was a gym for a while. Most recently, which I think it's been over a year since it's been occupied, I think it was Achieve Fitness, which was a gym. South Aiken PT or some physical therapist, I think, was in there for a little bit, too. Consequently, the loading docks haven't been utilized for years. So that's probably one reason why they've not been updated, they've not been dealt with, and they haven't been an issue with Pawnee Drive in all that time. Now the owners are trying to attract tenants for the property. They have a current tenant that is ready to move in to one side of the building, but it is contingent on a loading dock that is grade level and meets with their approval to be able to load what they need in there. It has to be covered because they have to keep items dry. So this tenant is actually contingent on being able to repurpose the loading dock on the right side of the building, if you're looking at this picture. So it's imperative that we be able to try and have this loading dock placed there. The one on the left would service the rest of the building, which will applicant will continue to try and locate a tenant. Again, for this size building, for this type of commercial activity and retail, it is now fairly imperative that you have a loading dock that's useful and can be utilized for products. So without a loading dock on that side, for that side of the building, it's going to be very limited in who they can bring in to occupy that side of the building. Again, going through the criteria, again, I'm sure you've read it, but I believe we meet all six criteria. Obviously, there's exceptional conditions pertaining to this property because of the fact that the rear of a commercial retail building is actually facing a public road, which is very unusual. They don't apply to the other properties in here, the Academy Sports, the rest of the buildings there. As you can see, Pawnee heads off, setback goes away. It's not affecting any other of the properties there. This is the only building that's being affected by this setback issue. We also, I mentioned the restriction, obviously. If we can't have the loading docks repurposed as we need them, then it's going to severely restrict the use of the property. Again, the applicant, while the original or the prior owner, our owner, did actually help to create Pawnee Drive, again, it was not the intention to cause the issue that it is with the loading docks. It wasn't causing an issue to the prior occupants of that property, but it would obviously be a major issue for us now. And then the last two, the property is not, 5 and 6, granting the variance not substantially conflict with the comprehensive plan. That area is commercial. There's nothing there. There is a daycare back there on the far side of Pawnee Drive, which is why you see the unusual change in the setbacks. There had been an easement area back there for the playground, so they had pushed everything over. The prior owners of the property went ahead and deeded, when they deeded Pawnee Drive, they deeded sections over there, so that's why you're seeing the unusual shift in the setback because of this prior existing easement area for the playground that is with the daycare on the far side of Pawnee and down the road.
Brad, what is that gray building that's across the street? There's some pipe coming out, and then there's a kind of gray or greenish building across it. What is that?
Across Pawnee?
Yeah. To the east. Where Pawnee takes that odd shape, there is an old gray building sitting over there.
I believe there's a warehouse over there, but I don't know that we have any schematics that show the building you're talking about. There's a warehouse, I believe, back there next to the detention pond?
Yes.
I think it's currently for sale. I don't know what the use is but I believe it's a warehouse. It's not owned by my client, and I'm not certain.
And there's some strange-looking big pipes coming up out of the ground to the south of it.
Really, I was not aware of that. I don't know what that is, but I believe it is for sale, whoever owns it.
Okay, go ahead.
And then if you have driven back there, which obviously Dr. Ogletree has, that area is not going to be harmed. There's nothing. It's all commercial. There's a big warehouse. You've seen some pipes coming out of it. You've got the detention pond there. There's nothing in that area that's going to cause any or be harmed by the fact that we are working into this setback or asking to be able to move into the setback. So, in conclusion, really, I think the criteria speaks for itself. I think we meet all the requirements. It would be very helpful to be able to have the additional loading dock because we won't be able to find many tenants without it. It's imperative to be able to repurpose the current loading dock because the tenant quite literally is contingent on this repurposing of the loading dock before they'll come. So I certainly urge you to please vote in favor of this variance, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Question.
Go ahead, Brad.
Brad, the two loading docks, can they handle two trucks, a truck at one loading dock and a truck at the other loading dock at the same time?
Hi, Tony Halsey. Representing KRG Aiken Hitchcock, excuse me, address is 30 South Meridian Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. We have an engineer. We had an engineer draw some auto turn. It's an AutoCAD program. You can run trucks through. Right. And so, they can get by there, and then they back up. And if there's a truck at each dock at the same time, there'd be a 20-foot gap or something. They wouldn't quite cover the building. So there's room for them to back in. Yeah.
Okay. The existing loading dock is going to be removed and then reconfigured similar to what the new one's going to be like. In other words, it'll be pretty much identical to one another.
The existing dock, as you know, is elevated and it dives down to grade. So it'll be taken out and basically just put in at grade, just a flat at grade drive with a covered canopy over it that extends probably to about the same spot that the existing canopy does. It'll extend maybe another foot farther, and then there'll be a scissor lift underneath to go up and access the trucks. And
okay. The scissor lift would be
under the canopy.
Under the canopy, flush with the grade. Is that right? It'd go up
and then
get down into a pit where it's all flush.
Yeah, or however they build it. Okay. So.
Mr. Chairman, the only concern I have on this is the preciseness of the measurements. when I see 0.84 or 0.92, or maybe we're not positive which one it is, and 6 feet, 4 inches, I'd rather give a portion of an inch rather than err in the interest of too much accuracy.
Yeah, that's fine. That's an engineer. I mean, we have this hire a civil engineer to do this, so they have a survey.
Who did the measurements?
The civil engineer.
I'm sorry?
Civil engineer Carlisle and Associates. Out of Columbia.
Well, I just voiced that to my fellow board members.
Do they have a survey of the building? They measure that. You're probably right. It's not accurate to the hundredth of a foot, for sure.
I mean, I'd rather go with 20 feet and 6 feet.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I understand.
I mean, I think we're giving you part of an inch if we did that rather than taking away a part of an inch, correct?
Yeah.
I was just trying to, I didn't want there to be any inaccuracies or mistakes, and I was just trying to line it up with what our schematics had shown. But
that's fair.
Certainly fair.
I just throw my 2 cents.
Okay.
These are schematics. they're not engineered drawings. It's used to utilize for installation. Okay, so.
Right, I have those available too.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Is the loading dock depth standard or by code? Does it have to be so deep?
You say depth, you mean?
From the back of the building toward Pawnee Drive. Not on the length, the depth, like that.
We base that, yeah, that's pretty very somewhat, but it needs to be big enough for a semi to, you know, occupy that space. And we base that off of the tenant on the south side of the building here is Petco, so we base that off of Petco standards for width.
My only concern is the stop sign at that intersection, that the loading dock would block view looking up Pawnee Drive. And I went there and I stopped at the stop sign and you can barely see around where the loading dock would be, but you can see around. And that's the only concern I would have. And have you taken that into consideration?
Which stop sign going from the property on?
Right there at the corner.
It's probably a stop sign.
Come off the edge of the loading dock over to the road, and it's about right in there, a little bit up.
Oh, yes, from the parking lot.
So you're concerned about blocking traffic, like view from what
blocking
direction?
View of oncoming traffic at the stop sign
on Pawnee, or from the drive back.
A view looking up Pawnee. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, would a guy trying to get on Pawnee be able to look right up Pawnee as he wanted to get out on the Pawnee if there was a truck backed into that immediate dock there? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And as it stands now, you can see, okay. But barely.
Okay. I guess I hadn't taken that into account. It looks to me like he would be past the truck, that he'd be able to see Pawnee.
So do they need to move the stop sign?
They could move the stop sign.
Yeah, I mean, we could. You want it to move it like closer to Pawnee Drive, you mean?
Yes, yeah. But then you get into the driveway of going in.
Yeah.
You want the stop sign beyond the loading dock?
As far out as you can get that stop sign, that you would optimize the safety of traffic.
It would certainly work
sure.
The city. And I think... Earlier you asked whether it was city or state. I've
got to
believe this is a city road.
I can't believe
that's
a city road.
It's city. I got a text from the previous Christmas that here. It's city.
It is city.
I sure know the city paid for it, so.
I'd have the city look at it and see if there's a safer spot closer to the intersection.
And I can talk to the engineer about that. I mean, you can but the stop sign move closer to the road, that's fine.
Well, I think a stop sign and an accompanying stop sign and accompanying stop line.
Yeah.
Which would direct the motorist to that point. Stop sign's there, he's there, and you got the sight distance in both directions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would resolve the issue, any issue that has been expressed, safety issue.
Final question for me, and not to beat a dead horse, but... Board Member Cower brought up a good point about 253 footers back there unloading. What's the reference to this traffic study or simulation that your engineers have done to? Is that something that should be submitted to the city? I mean, there's got to be some semblance of you got two massive 53 foot trailers back there simultaneously loading and unloading that there's technically enough space to do it. I mean, I'm sure there is. There should be some evidence of that.
I could give you an exhibit that shows them back there, or if it were a problem, we could have the tenants load at different times of the day. You know, we work out this issues like that all the time.
Okay.
But if there were two trucks, the one on this side would stop about right here. So you've got. About right there, just before this utility room. So you've got at least 40 feet. Those are 67-foot trucks, which is a standard 53-foot trailer.
Yeah.
There might be another exhibit.
Yeah, here.
I think it was our exhibit A1.
We originally thought it was 25 foot 7.
Yeah, I really, I couldn't hardly even see. I didn't take that as a truck there.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
You will pass that.
Originally, we had believed that it was a 25-foot setback, and Mr. Paradise informed us last week it was a 30-foot. Our original, not schematic, picture drawing of this setback with the 25-foot had both trucks shown in there. And I think that's what's passing.
Yeah, ours didn't really show. Right?
Okay.
Darren asked him to redo the exhibit, and he just left.
Okay. Hopefully, I give you some indication of the
right.
What it would be with two trucks in there.
Where'd that one come from?
That belongs to him.
Okay. Do we have additional questions from the board? Thank you. Final call. Do we have others to speak to the variance request?
Thank you.
The chair will now entertain a motion so we can end that period of discussion.
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman,
that
to grant application 16-93010. Specifically, the Board of Appeal will grant a front setback of 20 feet to allow a covered loading dock on the rear of the southern end of unit number 251, and to allow a 6-foot setback for a covered loading dock on the rear of the northern end of unit 251 of Hitchcock Plaza, located on Fabian Drive, as conceptually shown in Exhibit A. The variance will run with the land final order to be recorded with the Aiken County RMC office. Excuse me. Running out of voice.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second that we approve the variance request. Do we have any discussion?
Should there be any exhibit required from the applicant with regards to the configuration of the trucks and in terms of the submission to the city? And should the city be at least be looking at their egress and ingress in and out of these spots on the Pawnee? Well, these are big rigs. I mean, I'm assuming it's all workable, but certainly beyond our scope. And we're just assuming that they're going from loading docks that were seldom used to now two with 53-footers. Just getting in, can egress be made comfortably and easily both ways and in and out? And
I was just showing an exhibit that showed the miniature truck entering and exiting the. It wasn't on my exhibit, but was that with the city's exhibit?
Is that what you're saying? That's when you.
No, that was submitted by them.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, has anyone from the city even weighed in on from a traffic?
Well, I would suggest that we use that mark and mark it as an exhibit because the exhibit referred to in the staff report. Exhibit A is a letter and not a drawing. And would you have that marked as an exhibit which would be incorporated into the motion?
This is Exhibit A1. It shows this.
A1. Okay.
You have that marked as A1. It just, the trucks you show on that don't show on our exhibit.
Right.
Happened. This was originally submitted when we thought it was a 25-foot setback, and that's what it shows. And we swapped them out with the 30-foot, which I think is, and in the rush to get the change on it last week, I think that's where the truck got left off, but I can leave this with you, and it can be...
If you either that or supply a copy so it can become part of the...
Become part of the minutes, yeah.
I can supply an accurate copy of that.
Thank you.
Have they read that, and I'll supply an accurate one with the proper setback.
Okay. All right. Now, do we have any further discussion?
Does that satisfy you, Brendan, or are you concerned with how they enter and exit the room?
Yeah, I mean, it went a little beyond that, but I just don't know if anyone from the city should actually weigh in on what could obviously be increased large truck traffic within 25 feet of Pawnee. I mean, I don't anticipate there being a problem, but I certainly can't make a great judgment on that.
We'll be filing building plans with the building and engineering department, you know, following this. Engineered plans that will be reviewed by Mike and the engineering department.
In other words, what's been submitted, I get two 53-foot trailers back into docks. There's room to do that. But there's still egress in and out of those spots.
Keep in mind, there are still trucks coming in and out of Academy Sports to that same drive right now.
Yeah, they're coming.
Horse has got a lot of trucks back there.
Yeah.
So can they make that turn?
You may have one coming.
I mean, that's a very sharp
turn. Around a truck and having to turn out and on to Pawnee.
Here's one that you did. I'm not sure if the address isn't good, but how we'll ultimately do it.
Yeah, I guess that's my point. Is there somebody on the city end looking at that from a... I'm not qualified there.
The concern about just making the turn into where the loading area is, or is it a concern of just the traffic on Pawnee? Because I think I don't have traffic.
I don't have concern about traffic on Pawnee. I can count that on two hands probably in the better part of the day. It's just getting trucks in and out and around.
I could be completely wrong. I'm not sure if that's the purview because it is on our property or private property. If a trucker isn't going to be able to get in there, he's going to tell us, well, we can't do it. And I'm not sure if that's the city's responsibility even to have to determine whether a truck can make that turn into there.
It seems to me if we're approving a variance to allow this building to have two loading docks inside an easement to a road, that some sort of logistical analysis on getting a truck in and out of there should be done on the city's part, to me. And that's just my opinion, but I just throw that out for discussion. Don't want to beat it to death. I'm on record. I'm on record with it.
Sir, would it be suitable then to amend the motion that we direct the city to review in their design review process?
Well, they're certainly going to. They have another exhibit to submit,
but we direct the city to look at that. Turning,
I think so.
Turning radii.
I don't anticipate any problem. I think it will work. I just.
We're not going to build a truck.
You wouldn't think.
Yeah. A question.
You actually wouldn't think that's something. Yeah. If you want to do the motion, the engineering department, I'm sure, will look at it.
This is still part of the discussion.
At the northern dock will exit going south, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
And I think the main concern is the truck at the southern loading dock proceeding north, making the turn onto Pawnee. Is that that's your concern?
That would be the immediate one I would want at least somebody to noodle through.
Looks like a tough one.
Yeah.
Certainly not. They wouldn't go south on Pawnee. They would probably go north on Pawnee.
If you look at the Academy Road, or the Academy Sports deal, that's easy. They're coming from back, making that gentle sweep, and they can stage the full length of a 53-footer trying to get onto Pawnee either way if there was traffic. You could have a guy straddle halfway in the parking lot. You know, 53 feet, that's a lot to get around a corner, but, again, I'm not a truck driver. Just saying, I'm sure it works. I'm sure your engineers will design it. I just think it should be something submitted for somebody a little more skilled than I am to at least take a look at it.
I would assume, since the dock was existing there for many years, that they must have had, if it was ever utilized, which again, as I mentioned, it's been many years since there's been probably a tenant that's really needed
it. But you're kicking that further out, correct?
No, it's the same.
Okay.
There was a dock on the south end. There is one there now.
Okay.
Truck would be sitting in the same spot.
Yeah, he'd be the same spot.
He'd be the same.
And pointed in the direction that we're talking about.
Yeah, pointed in the direction that you're concerned about is being the way that the building has existed since it's been built.
At this point, I'm going to call the meeting back to order.
Yes.
We have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, all right.
Any further discussion?
So we decided to make no further condition on that? Or?
No, they're going to submit another exhibit showing the drawings and the truck.
I'm good.
And I think we've discussed it to death, so I don't think we need any further discussion.
With that, those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. Motion is carried unanimously. Mike, you make them aware of which exhibit you need to include in the final panel.
You guys have given us this copy, so this is the exhibit.
Yep. I'm going to revise.
He's going to revise that one.
That because this one still shows a 25-foot setback.
I see.
I'll just help you. James, have that changed also.
Yeah.
Okay. I call your attention to application 1693011, a variance request for a side yard setback fronting a street at 507 Coker Spring Road Southeast in the zone RSS. To the city, has this been properly posted?
Yes, sir, it has.
Any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
No, sir, I've received none.
Thank you. Are the board, do you have reviews, the staff report? Do you have any questions of the city? Mr. Hanna?
I'm Samuel Bennett. I'm representing Mr. Hanna, the agent. Got the...
Your address, please.
Package.
Address?
516 Joseph Hoffman, Aiken.
Thank you. Do you wish to just respond to and from questions from the board, or you wish to embellish the staff report?
I can embellish just a tad bit. Basically, what we're doing is going to be renovating the garage. It's a single-car garage now that you can probably see in your packet, to make it a two-car garage. With us doing that, we're increasing the gable is going to be raised. Thusly, we're asking for that 2 additional feet in the back that you'll see in the packet, mainly because we've got to get proper runoff off the roof. But the 2 feet you'll see on Ben Christensen did the property line off the setback. And right now, I think before the property, we don't really know when it actually is an encroach. It doesn't meet the 10-foot minimum now. I don't think it never did when Mr. Hanna bought the property. But we were at 8 feet presently, and we're going to request that we get the 7-foot 4-inch variance.
Going off the back of the
very
garage.
Back corner. It's a very the corner. I can give exhibit
C.
Let's see.
I'm looking at Exhibit B, it appears. Yeah, right there, okay. Okay.
This is an RSS lot.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, the required setback is 50 feet.
Yes, sir.
We have a number of RSS lots that aren't RSS because of their location in the Horse District, or in this case, Culver Springs Road and its access to the to Hitchcock Woods, and that's why it's RSS, not RS. But what is the current setback on that side of the house?
Currently, is on that corner is 8 feet, or we're at 8 feet. I think required setback is 10 feet.
Yep, there have been.
It's not 12 feet currently.
Sir,
it's not 12 feet from the property line.
No, sir.
No.
No, it's 8 feet, and you're asking for 7.5.
7.4.
7.4.
Losing 8 inches.
8 inches, yes.
Okay. 8 more inches.
And we're asking for 8 more inches.
Okay.
Just right off that corner. And at that lot, I don't know if you guys, if you went there, it runs. Ben and I tried to stretch our tape to get it as far as we can, but I think that's from the center of that wall, the brick wall, that's what he's measuring.
Okay. Our rationale in cases of these, this lot, like the lots that are on Fermata Place that were rezoned, is to basically call for the RS setback, which is 10 feet. So that's my usual rationale. We say 7 feet is the setback that should be for this lot, because it really should be RS,
right,
rather than RSS. But you're moving another couple feet into the setback.
We're moving 8 inches into.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions from the board? I did notice the wall was cracking.
Yes, sir, Mr. Oakley. Mm. We did look at that on that outside.
Yes.
Ben and I looked at it.
On the Third Avenue side.
We were trying to figure out some something there we could probably to address that. We think it's just a matter of time.
Cracking right at the tree.
Do we have any further questions from the board? Thank you. Final call. Do we have others to speak to the variance request? Seeing here none, the chair would entertain a motion so we can end our period of discussion.
Mr. Chairman,
Jimmy.
I move that we accept application number 16-93011 with the following conditions: that approval to allow for a 7.5-foot front yard setback from 3rd Avenue Southwest, as conceptually shown in Exhibit B. The variance will run with the land, and the final order is recorded in the Aiken County RMC office. So it meets all the criteria as it has done the other two or three times it's been here.
Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been properly moved and second that we approve the variance request. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raise of the right hand. The motion is approved unanimously. With that, the chair entertain a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
We stand adjourned.